January the 7th, seven games, seven on the 7th. We have Joel Embiid ruled out again, Paul George ruled out again, Zion Williamson coming back tonight. Lots to cover. Let's get into all of the action. This is the Tuesday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume that fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Seven games. We will get into the action, but the Sixers don't play tonight. I'm pretty sure they don't. No, they play tomorrow against Washington. Kyle Lowry's out. We don't care about that. But Joel Embiid and Paul George are both out tomorrow. We will talk about that, obviously, on tomorrow's pregame show. But it is something to note. They are also up against Washington. So that might be factoring into this decision. I'm not too sure. But also not surprising. Not surprising at all. Zion is back tonight. We will talk about that when we get to the game. No other real injury news other than tonight's games. So we will be able to just cover it all in tonight's games. Let's get into said games, first of which Houston at Washington. So Washington obviously also on the second night of a back-to-back tomorrow against the Sixers. For the Rockets, Jalen Green is questionable. He's been pretty healthy this year, so we wouldn't have a massive sample size of what the roster looks like without him. I mean, Cam Whitmore would be the obvious the obvious replacement here, but I'm not sure whether they want to do that. From a fantasy perspective, he would be the best one to just throw in there and play 35 minutes. So keep an eye on whether Green plays. I mean, Thompson is should continue to start here, has been playing really well. Surely he's not available. Make sure he's not. Cam Whitmore would be the flyer I'd look at tonight over Jayshon Tate, Aaron Holiday, these guys. So, yeah, do keep an eye on whether Green is in. Tari Eason doubtful, where it will assume he doesn't play. For the Wizards, Jordan Poole questionable, Bob Carrington questionable, Bilal Coulibaly questionable. Brogdon is out, of course. So could be a little bit of value here depending on who's in and who's out. Poole is dealing with an ongoing hip injury. I think he'll just be questionable, well, I don't know, for the rest of season, but on and off for the next little bit. Coulibaly is simply dealing with an illness, so he will presumably try and play if he can. Bub Carrington, I think it's an ankle. Yes, it is an ankle for Carrington, who has been trending up slightly. So if all three are healthy, we're rostering Coulibaly, we're rostering Kuzma, we're rostering Saar, we're rostering Poole. Those four are must-roster players at the moment. Carrington is close, I think, with Brogdon out. Valanciunas is probably the only other one I'd consider when they have a healthy lineup. He is sort of trending down, but if he can hover around 20 minutes, that's probably just enough. I don't know what they'll do here against this Rockets team, because they could go small. They could play Steven Adams, but they could play him in. Thompson is a bit of a small ball center. So we'll see what happens there. But Valanciunas is a possibility. If we've got Poole, if we've got Carrington, Coulibaly out, Champagne would probably be top of the list for streaming purposes, followed by probably Keyshawn George and Corey Kispert in that order. Phoenix at Charlotte. Phoenix rolling out their new shiny starting lineup featuring Ryan Dunn and Mason Plumlee. Mason Plumlee only played 12 minutes last night. I think he'll play more than that, but I don't think he'll play starters minutes. Again, if you need rebounds, if you need some blocks and some assists, he is maybe worth a look. Grayson Allen, we talked about as a good pickup this week with five games, and then he later turd yesterday. I'd still be holding him, I think. This will be a much more favourable matchup against Charlotte. So I would be holding him. I would be holding Ryan Dunn and then reevaluate at the end of the week. But those guys with four more games this week are worth holding, I think. For the Hornets, LaMelo is not on the injury report. That's a positive. Brandon Miller's not on the injury report. That's a positive. So with a healthy lineup, Trey Mann's still not back, but everyone else basically is there. We're rostering Mark Williams, Miles Bridges, Brandon Miller, LaMelo Ball, Josh Green. No, he doesn't do a lot in his minutes. Cody Martin, if you need some defensive stuff. And do keep an eye on Nick Smith. He outplayed Micic. He outplayed Simpson in that last game. So, yeah, someone to keep an eye on. I'm not adding him, but monitor that that backup point guard situation in Charlotte. The Lakers head to Dallas. Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis probable. Nothing new there. Max Christie, we're holding him. He's doing enough. Finney Smith played better in that last game. Pretty borderline. He sort of needs 30-plus minutes, I think, to be a 12-teamer, and I just don't see him getting that many minutes. Gabe Vincent is probable to return. Shake Milton will take a bump. We're not rostering him anyway. And we're not rostering Hachimura, please. For the Mavericks, we'll see if they go with the same starting lineup. They went with Lively and Kleber together yesterday. They were against a sizable team, though. Who did they play yesterday? Bucks? I don't know. Anyway, they were up against a bigger team. So we'll see if they run with this sort of point guard free starting lineup or whether they throw Grimes and or Dinwiddie back into the starting lineup. I'm still rostering Grimes, I'm still rostering Dinwiddie, and I'm still rostering Najee Marshall as well. Kleber, not so much. Jaden Hardy, maybe deeper leagues. It will just depend on which direction they want to go. You could theoretically go small against the Lakers, but Anthony Davis would probably tear you apart. They don't have a lot of depth behind Anthony Davis. So it'll probably depend a little bit on who's controlling this game. And there is a chance that Jaden Hardy pushes to 20 minutes. Minnesota at New Orleans for the Timberwolves. Mike Conley, we will assume, is now coming off the bench behind Dante DiVincenzo, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. He looked better yesterday. His ceiling is obviously very, very limited nowadays. DiVincenzo, I'd be rostering him. He wasn't great yesterday, but if he's going to start and push to 30 minutes or close to, I think he is worth rostering. Jaden McDaniels is very hit or miss. We know that. If you want to take a chance, you can. If you need some steals and maybe you get points as well. Conley, like I said, I'm holding him in a 16-teamer, I think. That's the only spot I've got him. In a 12-teamer, I don't think you need to. For the Pelicans, Zion Williamson will return from his injury. I have no idea how long he's been out for. Feels like forever. So all the questions are how many minutes is he going to play, minutes restriction, role, that sort of thing. Look, I think he starts. This is a perfect situation of where I think if he comes back, if he's healthy, he should just play 30 minutes. But probably not going to happen. This was a recurrence of an injury. He injured the hamstring last year. He came back. He was healthy this year. He injured it. He came back. He re-injured it. And then he's been out forever. So they are going to be, I think, very cautious with this. I think a little bit of it depends on how they view the remainder of the season. If they view this season as a lost season and an opportunity to move on from Zion, move on from Ingram, possibly get Cooper Flagg or another high draft pick and some players back in a trade for Zion, or that I think will impact what they do with Zion here. So I think he will be on a minutes restriction. I would say maybe 25 at the most, maybe close to 20 to 25. I've activated him in two leagues, but I was able to just drop someone into the IR spot. So I didn't drop a player to activate him. I was able to just make some shifts within my roster. So get him active if you can. Let's see how this goes. His return obviously impacts everyone pretty much. And Trey Murphy being out, sort of just they're a switch, I guess, basically. So Murphy goes out, Williamson comes in. So we're not going to see any massive changes. When Murphy comes back, and then eventually when Ingram comes back, we reevaluate things. But at the moment, it's just business as usual there. DeJounte is questionable. He was questionable in the last game but played, so we will see. If he doesn't play here tonight, we probably get... they could sort of shift everyone up, play Brandon Boston a bit more, Jordan Hawkins. Jose Alvarado could come in and start. The Wolves are sizable, I suppose. I'm not sure. We'll see if Murray is out. If he is, there's no one that really jumps out at me. Maybe Alvarado if you need steals. Maybe Brandon Boston if you need points. Atlanta at Utah. Trae Young probable again. Bogdan Bogdanovic probable again. Are both worth rostering? Bogdan is pretty close. He's been disappointing this season. I still think he's probably okay to hold. Reese O'Shea has been playing better without Jalen Johnson there. Jalen Johnson is out again with his shoulder injury. So Reese O'Shea is someone we could look at tonight. Okongwu, I think, despite coming off the bench, is probably the center I would prefer to have in Atlanta. For the Jazz, tank season is upon us. They are without Jordan Clarkson, Keontae George, John Collins. Lauri Markkanen is questionable. Bryce Sensabaugh is questionable. So Isaiah Collier will start again and doesn't do a lot. He doesn't have a great fantasy game. He's someone I'm interested in later in the season. But right now, I don't think you need to add him. Obviously, coming up against Atlanta is favorable because there's not a lot of defense. So opportunities are there to get shots up. But I still don't think I'd be prioritizing him. Filipowski has been playing better. The last game was good. I'm looking at maybe adding him in a deeper league tonight. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to wait till closer to tip off. And Sensabaugh, who has been on a real heater, he's scored very well in the last two games. If he is out, we get more of Johnny Juzang, Micah Potter, especially if Markkanen is out. Who would I prefer? Neither are super appealing, but both are okay. Maybe I'd go Juzang just over Micah Potter. Miami at Golden State. Tyler Hero is questionable with a knee injury. That's something to keep an eye on because he is basically their only scorer at the moment, reliable scorer. So if he is out, who do we get? I mean, he is technically their point guard, but I don't really consider him a point guard. It might be Alec Burks that comes in. They might put the ball in Terry Rozier's hands a bit more, which wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing for Rozier. It would give him a safer floor at least. Hakez played really well yesterday. I was going to look at picking him up in a league, but I feel like maybe Maybe he was already added overnight. Anyway, I think, yeah, minutes he's playing, he's okay. He is very hit or miss. He typically needs defensive stats to boost his value, but he got he got some other stuff yesterday. So we'll see. Triple double for him was pretty random out of nowhere. Haywood Highsmith actually scored the ball quite well yesterday. Remember, this team is coming off a double overtime. They could be a little bit tired. Energy might be down a bit. We will see. Duncan Robinson, since moving to the bench, has been okay, but not great. But you could stream him in, especially if Tyler Hero is out tonight. For the Warriors, Kuminga, we know he is out for at least 3 weeks. Podziemski is still out. So Schroeder, I think we're okay to move on from him, but if you do want to continue to roll him out, that's okay. I just don't think he's worth it at this point. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think, is a hold. He was ordinary in that last game, but I'm holding him. Buddy Hield feels like he should be an ad, but he really isn't. He's playing that bad. I think he'll switch it on at some point and probably come out and hit five threes or something like that. But to this point, we haven't seen much from him. So I'm not that interested in any of those bench guys there for them. Boston at Denver, last game of the night. Boston, Derek White, questionable with an illness. Jordan Walsh also with the same illness, but he doesn't matter. If White is out, we probably get Sam Hauser into the starting lineup. They don't seem to want to start Peyton Pritchard. They like him in that six-man role, which makes sense. So Hauser would be someone we look at for threes. Drew Holiday's been average. He's barely hanging on as a 12-teamer for me. Likewise with Al Horford, as long as Porzingis is playing. Pritchard probably also gets a small bump. He's been quite ordinary, quite bad the last game or two. So with White out, he might have a little bit more opportunity. For the Nuggets, still no Aaron Gordon. He's getting closer. Peyton Watson hasn't been the ad that we'd hoped he'd be. I think he's still okay to hold on to until Gordon's back, but then I'd have no issues moving on. I've moved on from him in a couple of leagues, and it's not something I've looked back on with regret. So I think we can make that decision there. But we hold Westbrook. When Gordon comes back, we reevaluate on Westbrook, but he was playing well even before Gordon got injured. So I think he might be someone we roster, if not rest of season, at least for the foreseeable future. That's all the games. Let's get into some quick questions before I start work. Actually, let me check player news just before we get into the questions. Anything noteworthy? Not really. Cat, questionable. Tyrese Halliburton is questionable. Assar is out tomorrow. Yeah, that's really it. McBride, questionable again. Yep, not much else to talk about there. So let's have a look at these questions. With Kawhi back, this is a Joseph Kim question. With Kawhi back, Norm Powell or Tobias Harris? Ooh. I think it's still maybe Norm, just it's pretty close. I think I'd have them sort of, there wouldn't be much between them. I'd probably lean Powell slightly if you need points and threes. And if you need sort of other stuff, I'd probably go Tobias Harris. So I think it's pretty close. The difference in points for me would be probably the tipping point. I think Norm will be closer to 20. Tobias is probably 16 to 17. Alex panicked and picked up Jaime Jaquez after seeing his stat line. Convince you it's going to work out. Or that everything will be okay in fantasy isn't everything in life. It's not everything, but I think it'll be okay. I think he's just going to have to play here. As I said, he's hit or miss, but if he's playing 30 minutes, he does have that ability to get stats across the board. He's obviously not going to do or get a triple double every night of the week. But I don't mind it. I don't mind it. When he was coming off the bench, not as much. But now that he's starting, if he can hit 26 minutes, I think that's okay. Is Zion going to be 20 minutes like Kawhi? He could be. Could be 20, as I said, 20 to 25. Who do I prefer out of Oubre, Peyton Watson, or Bub? Matt Carmody. Is this rest of season or for the next week? Because the answer is different, I think. So just clarify that one for me, Matt. Mavs not starting guards again. Yeah, we don't have word on the starting lineup. It's what they did last night. And we don't know if it was a matchup decision or whether it was just this is what we're doing now. So we will see tonight. Zion. Okay, so Zion missed 27 games. There you go. Will Zion sit tomorrow? Pretty certain he will. Firing up Juzang for a bump in threes. Yeah, why not? Why not? It's party season in Utah. Thoughts on Zach Edey rest of season? Yeah, he's been a little bit underwhelming the last little bit. I think he's rosterable rest of season. he obviously has some flaws, and he is a rookie. They do have some depth there. They can play Jaren Jackson at the center. They've got Brandon Clark. They've also got Jay Huff. So that hurts him. This isn't a situation like it has been for Eve Misi, where he's basically their only center. So I'm still holding Edie. I think he'll be close to a double-double because Jaren Jackson is not a great rebounder. So he probably only needs 25 minutes to be a top 100, top 120 player. And I'd like to see the blocks come up. He's massive, but obviously mobility is not a strength. So we will see how that goes. But I do think he is someone we need to be rostering. Regards from Spain. Hello in Spain. I have been to Spain. There you go. One of the countries I've been to. It was 20 years ago, but I have been there. We went to Barcelona. Very nice. Very nice. Very clean. For the week, so Matt Carmody wants this for the week. Oubre, Peyton Watson. Not Peyton Watson, I don't think. I'd probably say, without looking at the schedule, I'd probably go Oubre, especially with Paul George and Embiid out tomorrow. Bub is questionable tonight. His production has been okay, but not great. I think I'd go Oubre there. Do I think Sohan's recent back injury has been affecting his play? Probably. Backs are tricky. So, yeah, I think it has. Thinking of dropping him to pick up PJ Washington. I think that's okay. If you're just looking at sort of for the next week, whatever, the Mavericks are really thin. So, yeah, I'd do that. I like Sohan, but I think I'd prefer Washington there, especially for the next 1 to 2 weeks. Torrey Craig ruled out. Yes. Torrey Craig is ruled out. I didn't mention it, but I don't need to. You did. That's probably it. That's all the questions. Now, I'm going to pop this up. Now, I did a show with Matty G last night. If you want to go and check it out, we had fun. But where did he put it? All right, so I'll pop this up. So they have just launched a fantasy basketball sort of web store where they're selling shirts. So if you want to grab one of those, I can pop the link into the chat. Or did he text it to me or did he message it to me? Hang on. Matty G. I'm sure he's... Yeah, here we go. Okay, let me just pop the link into the chat for anyone that wants some fantasy apparel. And they're pretty cool. I'm probably going to get two of them, to be honest. Yep, there we go. So I've just popped the link into the chat if you are interested. And they do ship internationally. He clarified that on the show last night. So, yeah, go and have a look at those. Some more questions have just come in. Asar ruled out again. Yeah, it is annoying. But not surprising, I suppose. This was the hesitation with Asar. I just don't think he has it in him to play more than 25 minutes a night. Frustrating. Zaire, a pickup in 12-team league. Keon was taken already, but thinking of replacing Dinwiddie with Zaire. I think you could. I've picked up Zaire Williams in two leagues, and I've picked up Dinwiddie in two leagues. So both, I think, are okay. Dinwiddie, I think, would have been the preference 3 days ago, but if he's going to come off the bench, then maybe not. He did play close to 30 minutes, but we've seen over the past week or two, he's very up and down. He can have an awesome game, and then he can be terrible, and this has always been the issue with Dinwiddie. So I think that's okay if you want to pick up Zaire over Dinwiddie. Zaire's minutes will be a little bit more up and down, or his role, just in terms of, like, Cam Johnson could come back. The Nets don't really have any... There's no pattern to their rotation at the moment. Well, the same could be said about Dallas, though, I suppose, if we look at yesterday's game. Holding Sohan, but dropping Edie. Yeah, that's okay. Edie, like I said, I do think he is worth rostering, but he is very specific. He's rebounds and some blocks. That's it. Sohan will do more. He is arguably a better rebounder than Edie, and he gets steals. He can hit threes. Edie can to a degree, but yeah, I think that's fine. All right, now that will do. Remember to go and check out that web store if you want to. Amen said he was going for 20 rebounds. Do I think he does it this season? Oh, there's a chance he's going to have an opportunity. Şengün is not an elite rebounder. He's a good rebounder. But, I mean, outside of him, outside of Şengün, they have no rebounders on this team. Van Fleet, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, they don't really want to rebound. 20 would be best case. Maybe he does it once. I do think he'll be close to double-digit rebounds. Chad said we need a balls deep shirt. I have talked to B-Dub about this, about whether we would look at doing some merchandise or something. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I would like to. I mean, I have a RotoWire shirt, so I have plenty of RotoWire merchandise. I will get some Insight merchandise. So, yeah, maybe we will one day, but we haven't at the moment. All right, I'm going to go and start some work. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. There will be a post-game show as per normal this afternoon, this evening, early in the morning, wherever you are. Please go and download and do all that stuff that I always ask you to do. As I scroll, where do I need to be to close this thing? There we go. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game, Balls Deep pre-game show. We're not post-game yet. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.